Which television viewing option is best for your lifestyle and your budget? It was confusing enough when the choice was between over-the-air, cable, and satellite TV. But now, those days seem kind of quaint, don't they? The number of options for ways to watch our favorite television shows has exploded, with streaming and internet options leading the charge. Meantime, more and more people are cutting the cord and going back to free, over-the-air television with an antenna. I'm Jennifer Rooks. Today on Maine Calling, we'll not only try to catch up on the new technology, but also help you figure out if you're a good candidate for the cord-cutting option. Our guests include a national journalist who writes about technology and television, and an NPBN engineer who has helped thousands of people with their television reception. Maine Calling is next, but first, this news update. From the NPBN studios, I'm Jennifer Rooks, and this is Maine Calling. There's Apple TV, Roku, Chromecast, Netflix, satellite, and then there's plain over-the-air television. But the 800-pound gorilla of television watching remains cable TV. For years now, we've been hearing talk of a la carte cable options or just cutting the cable cord, but just how realistic and how difficult is it to give up cable television? Joining us from our Bangor studio, Jeff Mahaney. He's an MPBN transmission manager and broadcast engineer. And joining us from Monitor Studios in Washington, D.C. is Rob Pegoraro. He is a columnist for Yahoo Tech and for USA Today. Thank you both for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
As always, we want to hear from you. How do you get your TV, or would you like to change it? Our phone number, 1-800-399-3566, 1-800-399-3566. You can send a brief email to talk@mpbn.net, tweet at Maine Calling, or post to the Maine Calling Facebook page. Jeff Mahaney, I think a lot of people don't realize what they can get over the air with an antenna without paying for cable and satellite. Do you agree?
Absolutely. There are cities in Maine where people can get over 50 channels with an antenna. Obviously not as much in Maine, but I took two calls today with people that had cut their cable and wanted to know how and how many channels do I get.
In most places in Maine, say in the major metropolitan areas of Portland, Lewiston, Bangor, how many channels can someone expect to receive over an antenna?
In Bangor, 12. More than that in Portland. Even in one of the smallest DMAs in the country, Presque Isle, people get 6 channels.
Rob, you've written a great deal about the cutting the cord movement. Who does it work for and who does it not work for? Who can easily drop cable?
I think the biggest thing is you can't be too attached to watching all of the local sports teams live, because that's the hardest thing to replace with either on the air, because, you know, for instance, baseball, most of those games are not on broadcast TV, or in streaming. Unless, on the other hand, if you're a fan of some other city's team, quite easy, but I'll get to that later.
Oh, really? It's okay. Jeff, how does someone find out whether they have a good antenna reception? How big does the antenna have to be?
A couple things with antennas. Size and height matter, so the biggest antenna you can have and where you live. There are websites when you can look it up. Size and height really matter, but a tremendous amount of people just use old-fashioned rabbit ears.
And for some people, how do you know if you're one of those people who's lucky enough in which rabbit ears will work, or one of those people who has to put up a 25-foot antenna?
For a lot of people, whatever you used in the analog days will work in digital. Most people, when we went to the digital transition, a lot of people just gave up on TV, assumed it was too hard, it didn't work. So there are people out there that still have their old analog antenna in their house or on their roof, and they just need to hook up to it.
Isn't there a place someone could go on the web and punch in the name of your town or even your street and find out what kind of signal you might get?
There are. If you have access to the web, you can go to Antenna Finder. There are commercial stations like solidsignal.com that have links where you put your zip code in or your street address. It will tell you how far away the stations are, the angle to turn, what size antennas are recommended.
Okay, we'll put that on our MPBN.
TVFool.com is pretty good, too.
What's it called, Rob?
TVFool.com. I've used that a bunch of times.
TVFool.com.
Yeah, it gives you a nice little plot showing how far away the stations are.
Great. I'll put both of those on the MPBN Main Calling Facebook page as a resource. Rob, I'd like to sort of step back a little bit and do a primer. What's available now? What are your options? We know that there's cable, which is a physical cable to your home connected to a cable box, and then satellite or dish television. But can you explain the difference between streaming and internet television?
You got it. Streaming is essentially it's using the internet as your antenna to watch live programming. There's also, beyond that, there's a lot of stuff you can download, TV shows and movies from Netflix, Apple's iTunes. In terms of streaming, the best-known one is Netflix, which started out as way back when, sending you a DVD in the mail. Sounds very old-fashioned these days. And nowadays, most of their viewing is online, and they've gone to producing their own shows. You have Sling TV, which is a newer service, but it was launched by Dish Network, ironically enough, a satellite broadcaster. $20 a month gets you most of the big-name cable channels you were probably going to pay a lot more to watch, like ESPN, Food Network, AMC.
So if you have Sling TV, this is new in the last year, right? I had only recently heard about it. Sling TV, a lot of people are hesitant to drop cable because they like sports and they can get sports on cable, but somebody can get it on Sling TV for $20 a month. What do they need to have? Do they need to have an Apple TV box or a Roku box to get that?
That's the nice thing. Sling TV launched with somewhat limited device support, but now they have apps for a lot of different platforms. They have one for... You can put their app on a Roku box. You can just watch it on the web. They have apps for iOS and Android. You can stream it to an Apple TV or to a Chromecast. You know, it's not perfect. Sling TV, if you're listening, please ship a TiVo app. That would be great. And the nice thing is, and this is something that often gets overlooked, there's no extra hardware cost. It's not like cable or satellite where you're shelling out $10 or $20 a month from now until the end of time. You just buy the Roku box for $50 or whatever you want to use. And then it's just the $20 a month service charge.
Okay. Jeff Mahaney, there's so many new televisions out there. To get the best antenna reception, does it matter? Can you have an old television? Or is it better to get one of the newer high-definition televisions?
Any television sold after 2003 is digital. The problem we have right now is a tremendous amount of people went out with the $40 coupons and bought converter boxes so they could watch digital TV with their old analog set. Those original converter boxes really were not very good. So today, we're getting a lot of people where the converter boxes are dying or they're just not working good. You can still buy converter boxes to use with your old TV. They're a lot more expensive, and most television shows are formatted for widescreen TV. So if you go out and buy, even today, if you bought the cheapest television you could buy, it has a better receiver in it than those converter boxes that came out in 2000 or 2001.
And Rob, a lot of the newer televisions make it so you don't even have to buy like a Roku box, right?
Right. A lot of them are called smart TVs or connected TVs, so they'll come with their own array of apps. Amazon and Netflix are pretty much standard on all of them. YouTube, you'll find that on almost every smart TV set out there. The risk you can be is that they stop getting updated. Our smart TV dates to 2009, and maybe about 6-9 months ago, the YouTube app stopped working because Google had shut down a particular format that the app expected. But, you know, 6.5 years is a pretty good run for a TV.
Let's say someone's listening to this program and already feeling a little overwhelmed, has had cable television for a long, long time, frustrated by the cost, would like to change, but thinks, oh my gosh, these guys are talking about apps and antennas and websites to go to. Jeff, what is your guidance for someone to just start thinking about the way they watch television and what their budget is? I'll ask you too, Rob. Jeff, go ahead.
One of the good things is that you do not have to get rid of your cable first. You can get an antenna, hook it up, scan, and see what you get for channels, and make sure you get the ones that you want. And then we have kind of a hidden caveat in Maine because we're rural. Do you have internet? So even if you cut your cable loose as far as video programming, you still need an internet feed. And unfortunately, some places or a lot of places in Maine do not have a high enough speed internet that you can actually stream movies or TV.
Okay, so for those people, over the air may be an option, but not streaming. Rob, I'm going to ask you the same question in just a minute, but first we have to go to a break because it's Super Thursday on MPBN.
And we definitely need to take a quick break. 1-800-866-1475. 1-800-866-1475. We're online at mpbn.net. Charles Beck here along with Nora Flaherty, our evening voice for all things considered. Host, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, Nora.
Hey, Charles. Charles has been here since approximately 2 this morning, so he's really going on this fundraising thing. This is Super Thursday, our fabulous one-day membership drive. We are doing really well, but if you have not called yet, if you haven't given online yet, if you haven't renewed your membership or increased your gift, now's the time. The number is 1-800-866-1475, mpbn.net.
Super Thursday it is, 1-800-866-1475, 1-800-866-1475. Nora, just $53,000 left to go to meet our dollar goal, and about 75 new members. Started off this morning quite a bit further away from that, and of course folks have been calling in over the last few days, clicking online as well. To wrap this campaign up in just one day and keep our one-day campaign alive.
No, it's great. I mean, I have to say, for me personally, as somebody who works in public radio, fundraising used to take like a million years, and you just get more and more tired as you were doing it. And as a listener to public radio, I'll tell you, I am very, very grateful that Maine Public Radio does a one-day campaign. If you are one of the 75 people that we need to have call for the first time, if you've never called before, if you've never given before, why not now? Why not get it taken care of during Maine Calling? It's online at mpbn.net or 1-800-866-1475.
You know, there's a lot of great programming on MPBN Radio, as you know, of course, and you're listening to one of them right now. Maine Calling is a relatively new program in our schedule. You know, for years and years, folks have been saying, you know, we have these call-in programs from away, so to speak. Why can't you do one right here in Maine and deal with issues of interest to Mainers? And that's what we've done with Maine Calling. We have guests from all walks of life with expertise and experiences each day on topics that are relevant and interesting, and it really is a wonderful check-in at 1-800-866-1475, 1-800-866-1475, or online at mpbn.net.
mpbn.net, 1-800-866-1475 is the number to call. You know, I'm a pretty new Mainer, although my family is from here. Technically, I'm told that may or may not mean I'm from away. But Maine Calling has really helped me to get to know my state better. I think that's really important. I'm really proud to be a new Mainer, and I think you're probably pretty proud to be a Mainer as well, or, you know, proud enough to be listening. That's pretty amazing during the fundraising. The number is 1-800-866-1475, mpbn.net. Now is the time to show that love.
And, of course, we also want to thank all of you who are currently members of MPBN and those of you who've called in the days leading up to Super Thursday. Of course, you know, when we reminded you about this event, we wanted you to reflect on the value of this service in your life, but also give you a chance to contribute if you weren't going to be with us today.
Mm-hmm.
No regular programming was harmed in any of those messages, and today we're trying to keep the damage to a minimal amount at 1-800-866-1475. Together we'll support this service and keep our pledge campaigns to just one day.
You know, that is a really remarkable thing. I have to say, I never imagined that the fundraising campaign could be contained to one day of on-air fundraising. It sounds a million times better. It feels a million times better. And it's all thanks to you calling now, stepping up, doing the right thing by your public radio station, maybe renewing, maybe for the very first time, going online at mpbn.net or calling 1-800-866-1475.
And you know, any amount is the right amount for you.
Yeah,
you set the amount at 1-800-866-1475. And if $60 or $120 right now today doesn't seem like something, someplace you want to go, think about $6 or $5 or $10 a month as an evergreen sustainer. You pay on a monthly basis, deducted from whatever source you let us know about, and it really is so much more efficient, easier on your wallet too, but it's a green solution, cuts down on the mail, and makes things a lot better here. We can count on that income going forward until you tell us to stop.
Absolutely. It's pretty much a win-win for everyone. It's not something you have to think about. It is less, you know, it hurts less coming out of your wallet every month. and we know it's there. We can make plans to do things as we have been doing them, to make them better, to do new things, knowing the money's coming in. That's important to us, and I think it's important to you, too. The number is 800-866-1475. The website is mpbn.net.
And don't forget about the Democratic presidential primary debate tonight at 9 on both MPBN radio and television. This is 1-800-866-1475, your public radio station. Thanks so much for your call.
And welcome back. This is Maine Calling. I'm Jennifer Rooks. Today we're talking about the myriad of television viewing options. Joining us from our Bangor studio, MPBN transmission manager and broadcast engineer Jeff Mahaney. And joining us from Washington, D.C., Rob Pegoraro. He is a columnist for Yahoo Tech and USA Today. We invite you to join the conversation. Call 1-800-399-3566. Send a brief email to talk@mpbn.net. Tweet at Maine Calling. Or post to our Facebook page. Before the break, Rob, I asked Jeff Mahaney to help people who are just starting thinking about this journey of going, possibly cutting the cable cord, how to think about it. What advice would you give?
I would say start with not your first TV at home, but the second or the third one. That's when you're probably not watching as much TV on in the first place. You're still paying as much to put a cable or satellite box on it. Put a Roku on that. Try using one of the apps. Assuming you have a fast enough connection. We were talking about that before. I would say about 10 megabits per second is probably an effective speed limit. You can make streaming work on 5, but everything has to be going right, and you better not have anyone else, you know, downloading some really large file on another computer around the house.
Can you call your internet provider and ask, what is my speed? Do I have 10 megabits per second?
Well, they may give you an optimistic read on that. I would go to a speed testing site like speedtest.net, and that will gauge your test your upload and download speeds and give you a report. You can do it 2 or 3 times, make sure you're not experiencing a fluke. And if it says you've got 10, it should work. If you've got 15 or 25, you should be all set.
Okay, great. Well, we're going to start in Winslow with Dan. Hi, Dan. Go ahead. You're on Maine Calling.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I cut the cable probably about 10 years ago, mostly because I couldn't stand the commercials anymore, but back then there wasn't nearly as many websites, but I got onto Netflix as soon as they started offering it, and I've never gone back. I've enjoyed it. Commercial free. It's just an internet bill. It's not a cable bill. It's half as much money, and it's very, very, very easy to do.
And Dan, what do you use? Do you use Netflix only, or do you also subscribe to Hulu Plus or something else?
I typically use Netflix for my only paid subscription, but there are so many websites with so much content out there, not the least of which is YouTube, that you can find pretty much whatever you want to watch.
That's right. You know, Rob, my kids are experts at finding things on YouTube. That's relatively new, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. It's amazing how many different sites have gotten launched. We mentioned Sling TV. That only debuted last January at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. Since then, there's Sony has a PlayStation View service, VUE, which is a lot closer to a traditional cable bundle. That's more like $50, but it does include some local stations streamed. We keep hearing rumors that Apple will launch a TV service of its own. The hang-up there seems to be negotiating with apparently every local station in America, and those negotiations are apparently not going too quickly.
Okay. Dan, thanks for your call. We're going to go on to Skip. Skip works for a company called PlayOn, which my note here says it's an online DVR service. Skip, what does that mean, an online DVR service?
Yeah, so, you know, in a nutshell, our goal has always been to try to bring the convenience of a traditional cable experience to the streaming community. So basically what our software does is it organizes all of the various streaming services into one user interface on your PC. And then you can basically record any online videos you have access to. You can subscribe to your favorite shows. So if you're, you know, a fan of Austin City Limits, for example, you can set up a subscription for that, and PlayOn will go out and look for new episodes and record them automatically as they're made available. And once a recording is made, it's stored on your PC's hard drive, and then you can watch that video offline whenever and wherever you like. And you can stream it to any device, whether it's a Roku at your TV or a you know, an iPhone, iPod, Android tablet or phone.
And how much does Play On cost?
Well, so we have a couple of different options. We do offer a monthly subscription, which is currently $7.99 a month. But we also offer an annual subscription for $29.99 and a one-time lifetime license for $49.99. So basically, if you purchase the lifetime license, that's the only charge for Play On.
Okay, and Play On's based here in Maine.
Well, actually, we're based in Seattle. I work here in Maine. I'm a Maine native, but we're a small privately owned company with, you know, 8 to 10 employees. And
I want to move on because we don't have a lot of time. But I want to tell you, Skip, that please feel free to post information on the MPBN Maine Calling Facebook page for folks who might be listening right now. Rob, explain this. How does one, you know, here's just another option. How do we get our heads around it?
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing cord cutting doesn't have going for it right now is simplicity. It is mixing and matching a bunch of different things. I'll give you an example of myself. We cut the cord back in 2009 before it was, you know, cool. And so most of our viewing is on Netflix. So we pay the $9 a month or whatever it is. Actually, we're on the old plan, so I think it's maybe $8 until they were grandfathered in for a little while. We did sign up for Sling TV not long ago. That's normally $20. T-Mobile has a deal. If you're a subscriber, you can get it for, I think, $14. We do a lot of watching through Amazon. We have Amazon Prime. We got that when our daughter arrived, and now we can't live without it, of course. And otherwise, then, haven't really watched that much through iTunes lately, mainly because you cannot watch an iTunes rental or download on as many devices as you could on these other services. Google has its Google Play Video Store. That's another option. And then there's over-the-air. We have a TiVo Romeo as well as this 2009 vintage Sony TV. So we get pretty much all the DC stations. The Romeo has a pretty good tuner, in my experience, better than the TiVo HD before it. And that's how we do our DVRing of things.
So does the cost for all that still add up to being less than cable?
A lot less, yeah. So I mentioned Sling TV is $20. For us, it's $14 through that T-Mobile deal. Netflix is $8 a month. That's it for a regular cost. There is Amazon Prime, but we already have that. Technically, we didn't get that for video. We got that for having packages magically show up in 2 days. And all the video they've put out is a nice bonus feature.
Okay. We have a Facebook post that, Jeff, I'm going to toss to you. This is from Maine Bob. He says, is there an adapter for over-the-air I can plug into my USB laptop port? Recommendations, I do not have TV and cut cable, only a good internet connection.
There are many. There are many devices. We obviously don't recommend brand names, but if you just Googled that, 8 VSB or over the air USB adapter, there's a lot of them. And if I could just add something to the DVR thing, because that's kind of a habit in the United States now. People like to have a DVR. You can buy an over the air DVR, you know, multiple channel one. So if you're not home when your television shows on, you just set your DVR up just like you would if it's a cable or satellite DVR.
All right. And other than having a teenager in the house, Jeff, you're available for people to call up and you can help them walk through their options, right?
We do. We take a tremendous amount of calls. We love to help people out. And there are a lot of different caveats to getting MPBN, depending on where you live and what your services are. But, yeah, they call our 800 number. Our audience service department can handle basic questions, and if it gets more technical than that, they forward them to us.
Okay, and you were going to jump in, Rob?
Yeah, one over-the-air DVR I've been meaning to try out is from a company called Channel Master. The interesting thing is, if I recall correctly, not long ago this particular DVR got a Sling TV app, so that way you would have an all-in-one device that would get you Sling TV and the sort of good stuff from cable, ESPN, Food Network, AMC. There's like 24 or so channels in the basic package, and your over-the-air and your DVR. But I have not tried that out yet myself.
So back to cable, and we just have a few seconds before we have to go to another break. Rob, everybody wants a la carte. Is that going to happen anytime soon? A la carte pricing?
It is, but you're going to have to cross the Canadian border. In Canada, the regulators there are moving to require a la carte. The funny thing is, in the U.S., the cable industry has been saying for years, oh, you can't have that. It's going to destroy the whole business model. Well, I guess we're going to... I have a feeling that's going to be falsified in short order, just not too far from your listeners.
Interesting.
In the
well,
U.S., though, it might be a long wait.
Really? So no movement to force that to happen right now, or no meaningful movement? We're going to take... Go ahead.
Yep. The closest we've come is Verizon has something called Custom TV, where you just add... It's a smaller basic bundle, and then you can add on packages, one for sports, one if you're into news. It's not a la carte, but it's closer to it than what we've seen before.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, your comments and questions, some more of your comments and questions. This is Maine Calling.
It's coming to you on listener-supported MPBN Radio, and that is the business model of MPBN. Listener support makes it possible. 1-800-866-1475 is the number. MPBN.net is the website address. We'll be quick. You can't cut the cord here because we've got a very important message, and then you're back to the program you're really listening to, and that is Maine Calling. But if you're a valued listener to public radio, you know this is an important message as well. Charles Beck here along with Nora Flaherty.
Hi, Charles. Hi, everybody. Basically, yes, what we're doing is we are coming to you for only one day. We're just popping in during the programs that you listen to every day to remind you that this is how public radio works.
Right.
Your support literally makes this possible. That means that if you're a listener, if you've been listening for a while, you've never called before, we do need you to come forward and do that for the first time. Go to mpbn.net or call 1-800-866-1475. If you've been a member for a while and you've let it lapse, now's the time. Or if you want to become an Evergreen member, also a great time. The number again, 1-800-866-1475. Online, it's mpbn.net.
1-800-866-1475 or mpbn.net. Nora, the $150,000 goal that we have to reach by 8 o'clock mm-hmm. tonight, we have just $52,000
left
to go.
Oh, we can do that.
We can do that. And the 315 new member goal, we have just 72 new members to go. 1-800-866-1475 or mpbn.net.
I want to mention, you know, we are happy to have your gift of support at whatever level is comfortable for you. We will absolutely take it, and we will say thank you. For the special group of people who have $180 to give this one time, we have a special thank you. We have a limited number of tickets to the Tedeschi Trucks Band with Los Lobos and North Mississippi All-Stars. It's at Darling's Waterfront Pavilion in Bangor on July 15th. Should be a great summer night, and it's our thank you for you for a gift of $180.
1-800-866-1475, 1-800-866-1475, and I believe $180 is $15 a month. As a monthly contributor, 1-800-866-1475. So let's talk about the Evergreen category in terms of making, instead of a one-time gift, making mm-hmm. it a monthly gift, $6, $10, whatever you feel the service is worth.
Absolutely. I mean, the thing is with the Evergreen thing is it's not just more convenient for you, although it is much more convenient for you than getting a letter and having to remember to do something every year. It's also better for us. It helps us grow. It helps us plan, much like the enormous evergreen trees in the backyard of my house. It helps us get bigger and better every year. That's something that is important to you in public radio. You're listening to a public radio station. You know how this works. Now's the time to step up. mpbn.net, 1-800-866-1475.
And I want to get back to the Evergreen membership category. You also receive the member card.
Yes, you do.
Which is this card that if you do your math correctly, and many of us have done it, you can actually make money on the phone call to MPBN, because there are about 200 organizations and businesses, mainly restaurants, in and around Maine that will honor this member card, and many of them, the large majority of them, offer a two-for-one entree offer. So if you like to eat and you listen to MPBN and you can make a pledge today, an Evergreen pledge, you'll receive a member card. And we have information on our website, mpbn.net. It lists, if you click on support and member card, it lists all of the participating restaurants in and around Maine. 1-800-866-1475 or mpbn.net.
Absolutely. The member card, just to go on about it a little bit more, there's an app as well you can just download into
That's right.
your phone. It saves you money on things. You don't give to get the member card. You don't become an Evergreen member to get the member card, but it's a nice thank you. You give because you value this service, because you know how public radio works. You know that your support makes what we do possible here and keeps us strong. That's why you're going to call now, if you haven't called yet, at 1-800-866-1475, online, mpbn.net.
That's
sorry,
right.
Charles.
That's, no, that's okay. We're just about to go back into main calling, but I want to remind you we will be here. Our plan is to be here just this one day as we work towards those goals. Never a better time to support your public radio station than right now as a new member. Perhaps you'd like to upgrade your Evergreen pledge a little bit, whatever you feel you can afford. Every dollar, every call, every penny counts. And together we'll not only support this service, but also keep the one-day membership campaign concept alive.
The number is 1-800-866-1475, mpbn.net. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome back. This is Maine Calling. I'm Jennifer Rooks. Today on the program, is it time to cut the cable cord? Joining us from our Bangor studio, Jeff Mahaney. He's an MPBN transmission manager and broadcast engineer. Joining us from Washington, D.C. is Yahoo Tech and USA Today columnist Rob Pegoraro. Join the conversation. Call 1-800-399-3566. Send a brief email to talk@mpbn.net. Tweet at Maine Calling. Or post to our Facebook page. Going to Greg, who's calling from South Portland. Hi, Greg. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I literally cut the cord about 12, 13 years ago, and I felt like I was born again. two quick questions. I can't. The station I want to watch the most, I can't get, which is MPBN in South Portland. I can't even come close to it. I get about 8 other channels. And the other question is, what's the best way to get Netflix on your television? I have a subscription, but I can only get it on the computer. How would I get it onto the TV?
Okay, well, Jeff, why don't I have you address the first part of that? He's in South Portland. He can't get MPBN over the air. Is it possible where he lives?
It is. South Portland is what we call a cusp city. Actually, the whole Portland market, most of their stations are west of them. And we are actually north. Our transmitter is in Litchfield. But in South Portland, I don't know what the percentage is, but some people actually pick up our Samford station, which is obviously southwest. And with digital, the most important thing is the angle that your antenna is pointed. So in South Portland, if he's trying to pick up channel 10, he would point his antenna north. And with digital TV, you have to scan after you turn the antenna. You can't just turn the antenna. And the good news is, because his other stations are physically so close and they transmit so much power, no matter what direction his antenna is pointed in, once he gets us, he'll get them as well.
I see. So if he, you know, some people remember the old days where you actually had to turn an antenna. But if someone in the Portland area can turn their antenna so that they get MPBN, they will still be able to get their other stations without turning it again.
Almost all of them will. There's a couple things in Portland. Almost all the stations are UHF, which means they're transmitting, you know, on channels 13 and above. And we're VHF. We actually transmit on 10. But, you know, just as an example, like channel 6 in Portland is not on channel 6. They're on channel 44. So smaller antennas to pick up UHF and bigger antennas for VHF and smaller for UHF.
I gotcha. So, and I'll let you, Rob, take the second part of Greg's question, which was he gets Netflix on his computer but not on his television.
You've got a lot of different choices. Netflix has been super aggressive about getting their app on pretty much anything with a screen. So the cheapest option would be you could buy an Amazon Fire TV or a Fire Stick or a Roku. By stick, I mean a little pod that plugs into the HDMI port on a TV. Roku is probably your best all-around option because, you know, that will get you pretty much any video source except for Apple. Apple's very picky about their apps. That's $50. You put it on your Wi-Fi. You can connect it with an Ethernet network cable as well. You know, it has its own little purple remote. So, sadly, we'll be getting another remote on the coffee table. Can't quite get around that.
Okay. Greg, good luck to you, and thanks for calling. We're going to go to an email now. This is from Robert at Bar Harbor. He says, hello, I'm in my 20s, and I think there's a big generational divide with how people watch TV. Everyone my age I know watches shows and movies online with streaming services, and virtually none have a physical television, let alone cable or satellite. Rob, is this right? Is this nationwide a generational trend?
I would say yes. The people talk about cord cutters, and the more recent phrase you'll hear is cord nevers, people who have never subscribed to cable or satellite TV. And that's where people who run cable TV networks, they get a little anxious And it's not as if big cable is going to go out of business, because in most of America, the fastest connection you can get at home is from your local cable operator. But what's happening is, in the meantime, these companies don't want to let go of that stream of money from selling people 200 channels of which they watch 20 or 30.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to move to Newburgh. And Alan, hi, Alan, go ahead.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question. I've seen advertisements on TV for this, like, flat-type blade antenna that goes on the back of your TV, or the black box that hooks up to that same receptacle on your TV. I was wondering if it was any good.
Okay, Jeff Mahaney, do you know what he's talking about?
Unfortunately, I do. And it's really a... It's a hoax. It literally is just an antenna. Their big claim, you don't have to pay cable bills, you don't have to pay satellite, because you're not getting cable or satellite. It's an antenna, and an extremely small antenna. If you were in an urban area, a small antenna like that might work, but in a rural place like Maine, you would probably get very few channels with that antenna. It literally is just an antenna that plugs into the F connector on the back of your television.
Alan's calling from Newburgh. Jeff, what kind of antenna do you recommend for him?
Actually, in Newburgh, just old-fashioned rabbit ears, and he would probably get all of our channels. He's close to, we have two transmitters, one in Dixmont, where Channel 5 is, and he is literally can see that tower probably, and our other transmitters are Black Hep, where Channel 7 and Channel 2 is over that way. So somebody in Newburgh doesn't need much of an antenna.
All right, there you go, Alan. We're moving on to Belfast and Ned. Hi, Ned, go ahead.
Hi, thanks. I run the local public access TV and government access channels in Belfast. And of course, those are available primarily through cable, which makes it kind of a bummer when more and more people are turning away from cable. On the other hand, as time goes on, we have found that, you know, the internet has offered us some possibilities, such as our government channel. You can watch the city government meetings on demand after the fact, and they're indexed. So if you just want to watch a certain portion of the meeting, you just click on the agenda item, and then you can see just that portion of the meeting, which is a great convenience for people. And so the internet is, and the change of things has brought us both wonderful things and also some challenges.
Ned, are you and other public access operators looking at trying to stream live over the internet?
Well, yes, we have a Roku channel for our public access channel, and we also stream our channel live on our website. But quite frankly, at this point, we notice that most people probably still watch us by tuning into us on TV. At least that's anecdotally the way when someone comes up to me in the supermarket and says they saw the program. The other way that people see a lot of our programs is we're very narrowcast. There's a very, you know, special interest stuff. But for people who want to, let's see, hear the interview with our local fire chief, oftentimes that's posted to the Facebook and then reposted. And so we sometimes find, even though we're a town of only 6,000 people, that we may get like 7,000 views of a program. So those programs are obviously shared with people beyond our town, which when in the olden days of just being available on cable, you could never just get beyond the confines of the franchise area.
Well, Ned, thanks so much for calling. A really interesting perspective on this sort of brave new world. Our phone number, if you'd like to join the conversation, 1-800-399-3566. It's a different number than the Super Thursday 1-800 number. 1-800-399-3566. Going to Andy, who's calling from Arundel. Hi, Andy. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Great.
Yeah, I was just calling. I stream on Netflix and stuff, but my only choice for high-speed internet is the cable company, which, if you just get high-speed internet, it costs more than if you get cable TV with a phone. So I don't see what the options are, how people can be streaming without an expensive internet connection.
So your phone company doesn't offer a streaming option?
No.
Rob, are you surprised to hear this?
Not really. The thing to look at, because I've done this, you know, I've gone on Comcast site so many times to sort of check the math. Like, for instance, not long ago, Comcast introduced their own sort of streaming-only service. And the problem, there are two things to keep in mind. One is, you're going to see these great options for, you know, a triple play bundle of TV, internet, phone, and it's discounted for a year or 2 years. And I'm in Comcast and Verizon territory, so between those two companies have probably sent 200 pounds of flyers to our home over this 7 years since we cut the cord, trying to get us to sign up again. But those offers go away, and the prices you see quoted in them never cover equipment. So remember, you're going to be paying $10 per set every month for the box, more if it's a DVR. And that's a cost that goes away. Now, it is true, I wish we had more competition in broadband. That's an issue that's discussed a lot in Washington, D.C. And how do we do it? You know, should more cities get into building their own broadband networks? That's happened in places like, you know, Chattanooga, Tennessee. A lot of people are hoping and praying that Google brings Google Fiber to their town.
Sure, and you know, I think even some towns and cities in Maine have discussed coming up with their own broadband. I do need to go to another break. Andy, thanks for your call. We'll be right back. Thanks.
And this is Nora Flaherty here with Charles Beck on Super Duper Thursday, our one-day membership campaign, asking you to call and give your gift of support to 1-800-866-1475, mpbn.net.
1-800-866-1475, mpbn.net. You may have heard about Super Thursday once or twice in the last week or so. This is it. This is our one-day on-air membership campaign where we actually are in the middle of your favorite programs because it's the most efficient way to reach out and see
if
you're there.
I like to say that we're embellishing them.
We are.
Yes.
Because we're making them possible in the days, months, and years ahead. 1-800-866-1475. Listener support drives public radio. You're in the driver's seat. Give us a call.
Absolutely. The number is 1-800-866-1475. You can give online at mpbn.net. When we say that listener support makes this program possible, as we so often do, we're not messing around. It actually makes this program possible. Listener support is our single largest source of support. We don't take that lightly.
No.
I hope you don't take public radio lightly either. I hope you think about how much value it brings to your life, how much better it makes your day every day, and think about what that means to you money-wise. Pick up the phone and make a call, 1-800-866-1475.
Something around the order of 65 or 70% of our funding comes directly from the community, a big part of our budget to make programs like this and all the other programs you enjoy on public radio possible. 1-800-866-1475. Thank you if you're already a supporting member. Consider an additional gift. Consider maybe increasing your Evergreen pledge a little bit, whatever you feel you can do. If you've never been a supporting member, become a new contributor, a new supporter of public radio. If it's a station you listen to and that you value, we are talking to you today, really.
Absolutely. You know, if you have never called before, or maybe if you have called before and you feel like making an additional gift, we do have a nice thank you for a person who gives $180. We have two tickets to the Tedeschi Trucks Band with Los Lobos and North Mississippi All-Stars for a gift of $180. There's a limited number of these, so you should call now. It's at Bangor at Darling's Waterfront Pavilion on July 15th. It should be a really nice summer night out, as a thank you.
That's not a classical ensemble, is it?
No, it is not. It's okay. Kind of got a little bit of a rock and roll feel to it, Charles.
Okay. Folks who know it will know it. 1-800-866-1475, online at mpbn.net. One of the great things about Maine Calling is that you hear Maine voices on the air from all different towns in and around Maine, commenting, asking questions about those issues that are of importance and of interest to all of us. 1-800-866-1475. Your pledge of support makes programs like this and all the others on public radio possible.
We are still looking today to raise $49,920 and have 69 new members call in. We are doing amazingly well, but we need to keep this up to get where we need to go. If you haven't called yet today or gone online and given, now's the time to do it.
Now, don't be shy. Edward Brandle of Bucksport, he just picked the phone up and gave us a call. Thank you, Edward.
And I want to thank Jennifer Reck in Cape Elizabeth and also Carrie Wilkins-Deming in Winthrop, Maine. And I have more to say about that in a sec.
Go ahead.
She wants us to know that her daughter, who is seven, heard a story on Monday that made her prompted her to write a letter to her class about saving the dolphins off the California coast. Thank you so much.
Al Miller of Arousic called in, as did Lee Wernick of Moody and Carson Lutz of Paulnell. Thank you so much. 1-800-866-1475, mpbn.net.
Again, 1-800-866-1475. Online, we are at mpbn.net. It's equally easy to give either way, but the important thing is that you step up today and give.
At whatever amount you feel you can contribute that makes sense to you. And again, a monthly contribution is very doable. We call it the Evergreen Friends of MPBN. It's our sustainer category. $5, $10, $20, $100 a month, whatever you feel you can afford, give us a call at 1-800-866-1475. You'll receive the member card. If you want, you receive our program guide, experience, member support, listener support, contributions from folks just like you make this service possible.
The number 1-800-866-1475. Online, we're at mpbn.net. Thanks for your support.
Thank you.
Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Rooks. You're listening to Maine Calling today on the program, Cutting the Cable Cord and Other Television Options. On the line with us, Jeff Mahaney, MPBN Transmission Manager and Broadcast Engineer. And joining us from Washington, D.C. is Rob Pegoraro. He is a columnist for Yahoo Tech and USA Today. Check out one of his articles we posted on the MPBN Maine Calling Facebook page. Give us a call. Our number, 1-800-399-3566, 1-800-399-3566, going to Julia. Julia, where are you calling from?
Hi, Mariahville, Maine.
Wow, where's Mariahville?
It's about 25 minutes north of Bangor and about 35 minutes, north of Ellsworth and about 35 minutes south of Bangor.
Okay, Jeff Mahaney, you know where it is. Julia, give us a question.
When we switched over from the old system to digital, we lost all of our channels, and then we bought a 50-mile or larger antenna, and we were able to pick up ABC and Fox sometimes if we don't have bad weather. And we can't even get MPBN. We don't have any options for cable. We'd have to go with digital or HughesNet. And I didn't know if there were any suggestions on. We have Roku right now.
Jeff, any thoughts?
I do. The biggest thing that you need to find out is, does your antenna do both VHF and UHF? All of the antennas that were in the what we call the Greater Bangor era before digital, almost none of them did UHF because there were no UHF channels. Our transmitter at Black Cap, which is actually the same site that the ABC and Fox station is at, we transmit on channel 25. So even though it shows up on your television as channel 12, we transmit at channel 25, which is UHF. So your antenna has to do both UHF and VHF, and then it needs to be pointed towards Eddington.
Okay, good luck, Julia. Going to Belfast and Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie. Go ahead.
Hi. I was interested in the other caller from Belfast regarding the public access channel. I've had the basic TV cable since I moved to Belfast because Belfast, I don't know, there's a weird thing going on here, and prior to the whole change, you really couldn't get anything. So, and I used to get the public access channels with this basic package, and my belief is that the cable is required to provide the public access channeling, but suddenly I realize it's gone, and I haven't called them about it, but is it?
Yeah, I mean, Jeff.
Access, it seems like a basic package should include.
Jeff, interrupt me if I'm not right, but I think she probably should call her cable company, don't you think?
She absolutely should. And then when you have basic cable, there's a big difference on what you get if you have an old analog television and if you have a new digital television that does QAM channel. So that may be an issue, but absolutely call your cable company.
All right. Thanks, Stephanie. We're going to go to an email from Claudia. She writes, if you cut the cable, is Sling TV the only option if you want to watch national and international sports? Are there any sports not included? Rob?
So I said I was going to talk about sports. This is, to me, the most frustrating thing. The way it works, pretty much all the pro sports leagues, they have good online streaming options, but they are priced and packaged to protect the local regional sports networks. They have to pay all that extra money to get on cable. So, for example, you have MLB.tv. Baseball, they've got a great bunch of apps. Here in D.C., I can watch all the Red Sox games I want. Up in Maine, you can watch all the Washington Nationals games you want, but you cannot pay to watch your home team online because it's regionally blacked out on the streaming apps and services. It's a dumb way to do business. I've been writing for years, baseball, shut up and take my money, but they won't because they think I'm going to go back to paying, you know, $80 a month for cable plus the Mid-Atlantic Sports Network.
And we're almost out of time.
Change,
go ahead.
But...
You think it's going to change? Oh, great. Well, one thing I noticed, Rob, is that sports events that used to be on the big three networks are now getting moved to cable channels. The U.S. Open tennis tournament is one that happened this year. How frustrating, and is that because they're trying to get people back to cable?
Well, it's basically the sports leagues and teams are getting a little bit greedy. Everyone wants to have the regional network. In Los Angeles, the Dodgers set up a brand new one. It was like a $5 billion deal. And a lot of people can't watch Dodgers games because a lot of the local cable operators don't want to pay the extra money to add the sports network. So you may be lucky with tennis. My wife's a big tennis fan. The Tennis Channel has gone into streaming in a big way, and they don't make you pay to watch it on cable. You can just pay to watch it online. I hope more people follow their lead.
Oh, interesting. So sports, that we're in the last minute of the show, but sports is sort of the big sticking point here. If you're not interested in sports, it's really not painful to cut the cable cord, is it? But if you are, it can be.
You may have to be picky. You may have to. We've gotten used to hearing baseball games over the radio. We've got a couple of great guys calling games here. So I'm okay with not watching the Nats on TV.
Okay, and Jeff Mahaney, your final word is it that more people in Maine can get MPBN and other stations over the air than is generally believed, and to give it a try?
That's absolutely right, and this is a nationwide trend. Over the last couple of years, I think between 11% and 17% of cable subscribers are cutting the cord and going to off air, and some sort of streaming or no streaming.
All right. Well, you guys, really interesting program. We'll have to return to this topic as the technology changes, because we know it will. Thank you so much for being here. Jeff Mahaney, MPBN Transmission Manager and Broadcast Engineer, and Rob Pegorera, a columnist for both Yahoo Tech and USA Today. Jonathan Woodward ran the board today. We had additional help from George Thomas in our MPBN studios. The executive producer of Maine Calling is Jonathan Smith. Don't forget that tonight on MPBN Radio and Television, we will carry live the PBS-sponsored debate between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. That's this evening at 9 here on MPBN Radio and Television. I'm Jennifer Rooks, and you've been listening to Maine Calling on Super Thursday on the Maine Public Broadcasting Network.